95.9 The Fox. It's First Thing Fairfield County. I'm Alan, and on the line with me right now is a guy that we're going to be seeing Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Waterbury when the legends of country rock come to town. Pure Prairie League, Poco, and Firefall. And with me right now is the guitarist for Firefall, Jock Bartley. How's it going, Jock?
It's going great. I'm in Colorado, and we're coming in soon.
Oh, nice. How is the weather out there?
Yeah, the weather's great. We had one snow, but it's been a really long autumn, and Colorado's beautiful, so it's great. How's things in Connecticut?
We're doing okay. We sort of skipped over autumn and went directly into winter here.
Yeah, I know how that happens.
Our views, our vistas aren't quite as nice as they are in Colorado, but we do all right.
There you go. Yeah, we're looking forward to coming and playing with our friends in Poco and Pure Prairie League. And it's a little bit of a misnomer because Firefall's not really country rock. Certainly Poco and Pure Prairie League are. We had one or two songs that were country rockish, and we also had a couple of Flying Burrito Brothers in the band, you know, so that's certainly a legit deal, but we were kind of more of a rock pop band that, had a lot of nice love ballads and had some country rock, but also had, you know, rock and roll stuff.
You guys sort of came from so many different parts. How did you guys originally all come together?
Well, it was interesting because, so I was in Boulder, Colorado. I went to college up there. I'm a Colorado boy from high school and junior high and stuff. And when I went to Boulder in 1968 and into the 70s, suddenly Boulder was the place to go for all the rock stars of Los Angeles who got tired of being out in California, you know, and stuff. And Stephen Stills and Chris Hillman and Richie Furey and Joe Walsh, who was from Ohio, of course, and, so many, Dan Fogelberg, they all moved to the mountains above Boulder, who was turning into this mecca of rock and roll for a brief period of time. We had Caribou Records up in, you know, up the hill, and Rug Rocks, and so that was the climate of that, and I was very fortunate to have fallen into the touring band of Gram Parsons, Emmylou Harris, and the Fallen Angels, and that's where I met Rick Roberts, who had replaced Gram in the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Oh, wow.
And I met Rick, in New York City when we were on tour with Gram and Emmylou, and he said, "You live in Boulder? I live in Boulder. Hey, we should get together." And when we got back to Boulder, and unfortunately after Gram's death, we got back to Boulder and looked each other up, and he was thinking of doing another solo record on A&M Records. So I started playing with him to be his guitar player for a solo career. But then Mark Andes from Spirit and JoJo Gunn, I mean, Mark Andes had been a rock star since like 1966 or 7, you know, moved to Boulder too, and suddenly he was jamming with us, with Rick and I, on Rick's song, and we're going, boy, this feels like a band. And Rick knew Larry Burnett, the songwriter-singer from Washington, D.C., and Larry came out. And then out of the blue, Michael Clark from, who'd been a rock star with the Byrds from about 1965 on, and, you know, and Mr. Tambourine Man. So we just kind of fell together. Looking back, it was a faded kind of, you know, thing that happened. We fell together. Boulder was happening. We were happening. And from our first day of rehearsal with Rick and Larry's songs, we had 25 original songs to work out.
Wow.
Which is astounding. It was unbelievable. I was the guitar player, so I'm going, great. You got anything else? And they'd say, sure, how about this one? You know? And we added David Muse on keyboard, sax, flute, and all the other instruments, the coloration, to make our first record. And it came out. It's a really good record. It may have been our best record ever, which is kind of sad to say about your first, but it's a great record. With perfect timing, and then suddenly Firefall in the 70s was on the road with the band, their last tour with Lee Von Helm and Robbie Robertson, and then the Doobie Brothers, and Fleetwood Mac on the White Album. And we went from being local boys, you know, in Boulder with our eye on the big prize to, you know, a year later being on the Fleetwood Mac you know, stuff and going to the Rumors Tour. So really an amazing thing to have gone through.
It was really kismet. It all came together and it all worked. And when you came out with that debut record, the self-titled album, it was the fastest ever Atlantic-labeled record to reach gold?
That's what I've heard on more than one occasion over the decades, which is really, I mean, it's great, but it's surprising to me because Led Zeppelin was on
That's
Atlantic.
What I was going to say, yes.
Franklin was on Atlantic. The Rolling Stones were on Atlantic. And Firefall went gold quicker than any of those? What, you know, it's like, I think that's true, but, you know, part of my brain doesn't really wrap around that.
There's like an expression in the movie Citizen Kane, if the legend is bigger, print the legend, stick with it.
Right. Hey, I really like you using the word kismet. That, you don't hear kismet very often these days.
Well, I've done my research. I know how to read.
Oh, that's fine. It's been amazing, though, because, you know, little did we know it at the time, but in the 70s, you know, with the Doobie Brothers and Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles and Dan Fogelberg and Little River Band and, you know, Orleans and Poco and, you know, Pure Prairie League and all of those bands in the 70s who were fortunate to be doing in that time frame, it was absolutely fantastic and just a joy to be on the road and be able to get radio play and have support from your record label and stuff, because, you know, the music business has gotten so weird and controlled and, you know, and it's just, you know, it's impossible to get on the radio these days. And there's so many deserving bands or artists that, you know, just can't get a break. And then the last thing on this one, in my little rant here, is that nowadays, songwriters who have written a hit song make nothing. It's like, what happened to the publishing? You know, it's like, it's a strange situation that the music business is in, but I know that Firefall and all those bands I named and so many others are really lucky to have kind of established, you know, songs and a girl that can still go make a living and have fun and take it to the fans. We know how blessed we are.
Well, we'll be seeing you on Saturday night, the Palace Theater in Waterbury, along with Poco and Pure Prairie League. We're talking with Jock Bartley, the guitarist, founding member of Firefall. And on that first record, you recorded Mexico. There's kind of a remarkable story regarding both recording it and who was there when you did it.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't really tell this story so often, but hey. So I was a jazz and classically trained young guitar player in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And when the Beatles came out, just like everybody who were teenagers, that changed everything. That changed the world. But for me, when I heard the first solo of Eric Clapton on that Fresh Cream album, you know, back in, what, 66 or 7 or whatever, literally the skies opened up and I went, oh, my God, a guitar can do that. That's what I want to do. And Eric Clapton was my hero, just like, you know, millions of other young guitar players. When we recorded the album at Criteria, it was amazing because nobody knew who we were. We were a brand new band. But down the hall were the Bee Gees recording, and then Stephen Stills was in and out. And it was just like the Hit Factory. And when it came time for me to solo on Mexico, I'm warming up. My amp's sounding great. Producer, you know, people are in and out of the control room. The producer says, you ready? And I went, yeah. And we started playing, and it went great. And it ended up being a one-take solo.
Wow.
And the funny thing was is the we had added the previous day the mariachi horn section in the middle of my solo the other day. So I played Mexico for a year and a half getting ready for this moment to shine in the studio. And then here was this whole horn thing. So with what I played, I kind of didn't like, and I asked the producer, can I please have another shot at that? You know, keep what I did. Let's see if I can beat this solo. And he said, no. And I went, come on, let me do it. It'll be great. If, you know, I've been working for this. And he said, no. And I took off my guitar, and I'm going in the control room to, you know, to kind of give him a piece of my mind because I wanted to see if I could beat that. And the first person I see is my hero, Eric Clapton, who'd been watching me play.
Wow.
And it's like I just crumbled and turned into Jackie Gleason, you know, hopping, hopping, hopping. And it's the only time I ever met Mr. Clapton, and it was a good thing that I didn't know he was there when I was about to play, because I wouldn't have probably been able to play anything.
That's absolutely that. Hey, good. Yeah, you didn't see him. You did what you were supposed to do. You did it in one take. You had to have impressed him.
Well, he did say, and I didn't remember this, but the producer told me years later that when I shook his hand and he left the studio, he said, "Keen playing, man." And I went, "Wow, keen playing, man, that's great." But yeah, that, you know, there's been times in my life and career that have been real, real special. Like, for instance, playing with Graham and Emmylou Harris. We played in Houston, Texas at Liberty Hall, and in walks Neil Young and Linda Ronstadt to sit in with them.
Wow.
And so that was the first time Emmylou and Linda had ever met or sang together. And so it was fun on stage for a couple songs, but then Neil invited everybody, all three bands, back to his, you know, palatial hotel, and we stayed up all night with Neil and Graham singing songs, and Emmylou and Linda Ronstadt sitting really close together, blending their voices together for about 3 or 4 hours for the first time, and it was so magical to, you know, have been there. It's like, wow.
Jock Bartley, the guitarist for Firefall. He's coming to the Palace Theater in Waterbury on Saturday night, part of the Legends of Country Rock show, along with Pure Prairie League and Poco. I have a question about the second Firefall album. It's one of the best album titles ever, the pun Luna Sea. Do you remember who came up with that title?
I don't. I do remember that whoever it was. If you ask me about our third album, Milan, I know exactly who came up with that. But our second record, I don't know. But I do remember that it was... Yeah, Luna Sea, except let's spell it different. You know, let's spell it like Luna, the moon, and we all went, oh, that's cool. You know, but I really can't remember who. Hey, you know what? What's really cool, though, I will give us one more plug. So Firefall has three original guys in it from the 70s.
Yep.
Mark Andes on bass, who was a rock star with Spirit and JoJo Gunn, and in the 80s with Heart. He was in Heart for about 12 years. And David Muse, the sax flute keyboard player, who also did time with the Marshall Tucker Band for a while. We have a new single out, a new song out for the first time in decades, and it's the classic 1970 song written by Randy California of Spirit, of Nature's Way.
Okay.
And Mark Andes sings it. He steps out and takes the lead vocal, and we have two guest appearances on that. The one being Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles sings a verse and harmonizes with Mark, and also John McVie from the Doobie Brothers, our friends, are on our record. So we have a new song now called Nature's Way, which is pretty appropriate these days.
Is that one that we'll hear on Saturday night? Is it worked into the set list?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
And I don't even know offhand without checking my itinerary how long we play. I think each band plays 50 or 60 minutes, which is good.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
The crowd's going to love it. And, you know, we've been touring a lot in the past 5 years with both of these bands and, of course, other bands, local favorites like Orleans and Atlanta Rhythm Section and, you know, occasionally REO Speedwagon and stuff like that. But this country rock thing is going to be really fun. And we all go out to the merch table and the fans can meet all of their bands and, you know, all the bands and take pictures and do whatever.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Saturday night, the Palace Theater in Waterbury, the Legends of Country Rock. It's Pure Prairie League Poco, and we've been chatting with Firefall, original founding member, lead guitarist, Jock Bartley. We can't wait for this show on Saturday night. This is going to be amazing.
Hey, thank you, Alan. We'll see you this weekend.